Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hour number three. It's my favorite hour. It may not be yours, but either way, that's the hour we got. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Putting the nightcap on this beautiful Tuesday. My goodness, it's been a wonderful day. First day of October. And I'm telling you, Chris, if we just get a draft in the air, it doesn't even have to be, it's chilly. If we just get a cold front, maybe gets us to like the low 70s during the day, that'd be terrific.
You know, one of my indications of cooling off, I'll tell you this. At home, when you set your central air, I've noticed that I've been setting it higher and higher.
Really?
Like 76 degrees or so to that area, because I'm turning the ceiling fans on, and it's making it a lot cooler. The lower humidity has a lot to do with that.
Right.
But, hey, I have no complaints. I'm loving this weather.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's regardless of how hot it is and if that may be too much for you, as you said, the weather itself, I mean, it's better than rain, right?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been a nice couple days. Speaking of which, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. Alrighty, let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. Do have an accident report if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards I-10. That is causing some backups there, so be on the lookout for that. Also got some on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but that's been there all afternoon. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, 85 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 71 tonight. And tomorrow should be a beautiful Wednesday, high of 89 and low of 72.
I know they are kind of hanging the carrot in front of us here about Thursday's weather. We might see a little bit of clouds developing on Thursday, but again, geographically speaking, it might rain in one section, good in the other. You know, you just have to kind of play it by ear. We'll just call it potential of pop-up showers.
That's how Alan Strum would put it, and he's a professional. We're professionals. Alrighty, looking at some of the local stories swirling around here. Mentioned this earlier this evening, new state law banning public camping going into effect today. It prohibits anyone from sleeping on public property across the state. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says that so far, the county hasn't contacted his office about removing anyone that's been camping on public property. But while the law goes into effect today, local governments can't be sued for not enforcing it until next year.
All right, 616 News Radio 92.3. We talked about Mariah Carey. I just wanted to, you know, I haven't heard much from her. The only time I usually hear from her is Christmas time, and maybe I want to be with Christmas with you or something.
All I want for Christmas is you.
That's the one. That's the one. You know the song.
But the other one, though, that you kind of like merged them, Christmas Baby Please Come Home. I love her version of that. So this is the best time of year.
You're the maestro over there, man. You can make these things happen. You know
that. Yeah, that's for December.
Okay, let me get serious with Mariah a little bit here this afternoon. She is going to face a court battle from, get this, her brother. Fox's Michelle Polino has more on this trending story.
Mariah Carey's family battle is about to enter the courtroom. The pop star, just weeks after losing both her mother and sister on the same day in August, has been ordered to sit for depositions by a judge in her brother's lawsuit. According to documents obtained by Fox News Digital, the order was filed August 27, 3 days after Carey's sister Allison and her mother Patricia died. The filing stems from Morgan Carey's 2021 lawsuit for defamation against his sister, claiming many mentions of him in her 2020 memoir, The Meaning of Mariah Carey, are false and defamatory and have caused serious damage to his reputation and to his personal and business affairs. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, that's a price you pay sometimes.
Yeah, no, man, that's upsetting. I don't know what happened there, losing mother and sister in the same day.
That's rough.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That is back in August. She said, I think it's in August.
Yeah. Also here locally, A woman was critically injured in a rollover crash on the north end of Escambia County last night. It happened on Highway 29. The woman reportedly lost control and hit a guardrail, and her vehicle then rolled into a ditch near the Pine Barren Creek. Mm-hmm. It reportedly took around an hour for firefighters to free the woman from the vehicle.
Oh, boy. 618 News Radio 92.3. The Santa Rosa County Commission, TDC, is ready to spend money on attracting visitors to that area. Rightly so. Beautiful area. And prepared to spend millions in tourist tax dollars to do it. Well, officials want to add a new visitor center, a boardwalk to the pier, pavilions on the beach. That move has already been approved in the county's budget for next year. The TDC has saved more than $5 million in tourist tax revenue just alone for this project.
And a 36-year-old Molino man has been charged with child abuse. Brian Pardue reportedly punched one young victim in the face before charging at a second. The ages of the victims have not been released, but he's been arrested on felony child abuse and misdemeanor assault charges.
Scheduling some rest and relaxation, we used to call it R&R, could be backfiring on some folks. It really is. Lisa Brady has more on the story.
This is House Call for Health. Does going on vacation make you pay and wear and tear? Recent research suggests yes and explains why. A survey by Talker Research of 2,000 homeowners says going on vacation is too stressful because the average person has at least 6 tasks on to-do lists to finish before they feel they can head out for some rest. The things we fret about before starting vacation include last-minute shopping, cleaning the house, giving someone a key to the house, and other tasks to make the home safe before you leave. Almost a quarter of vacationers head back home because they need one last look. 31% say it takes a full half day, and 18% they need all of a day to feel vacay is okay. Researchers say on vacation, respondents also spent an average of 19 minutes texting neighbors to check on things and watching security camera footage. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Thank you very much, Lisa. All righty, 620 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some big improvements coming to Navarre Beach over the next few years. We've got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Rosh Hashanah at Jackson's, Atlas Beverage Class, Harvest Dinner at Angelina's, flavors that forge the South Dinner at Jackson's, holiday parties, free martinis at Jackson's, and more. That's all tomorrow at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Charlie Hustle, Pete Rose passing away, and the likelihood that he will be put in the Hall of Fame, depriving him of enjoying that during his lifetime. We also talked about Gen Z and why so many employers are firing new graduates. John Kerry says the First Amendment is what is keeping us from developing consensus around climate change. Of course, the vice presidential debate, and Sheriff Simmons talked with us about local crime issues. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
About Mariah Carey earlier, huh? You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:25 here. Right before traffic and weather, just want to fulfill something that I hinted at before we went to break. Chris, you were talking earlier about some of these big improvements at Navarre Beach coming over the next few years with the whole visitor center and boardwalk. Obviously, these could host big community events. Funding has already been approved in next year's budget, and the county TDC has saved $5 million to go towards the project.
Yeah, they did a great job, actually, and you're exactly right, because the director of the TDC was talking about, she was basically sharing her vision in terms of, like, they too could have like a Bands on the Beach or a flea market, those type of things.
Navarre Beach used to have a Bands on the Beach thing. It was Tunes by the Dunes. When I worked in promotions, I went to it.
Really?
And they just stopped it one day. So maybe that'll return.
One of the hardest darn working representatives in Tallahassee making news today, State Rep Michelle Saltzman, she is working to collect relief supplies for Floridians affected by Hurricane Helene. Saltzman is partnering with school district superintendents across Florida's Big Bend to get clothes and school supplies to those folks in need. She is also requesting all sizes of kids' clothes that are new or gently used and school supplies. Those items can be dropped off at Saltzman's office, 3212, that is South Highway 95A in Cantonment. She's really great for this area. She does a great job.
For sure. 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards I-10, still got some backups over there from an accident reported earlier. Also, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point is still backed up. But outside of those couple spots, there's not too much going on. As for the weather, 85 degrees with a low of 71 tonight. And as we get into your Wednesday, beautiful sunny day, high of 89. And Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low of 72.
6:26, News Radio 92.3. We've been following this for you ever since it broke earlier this afternoon. We're talking about, of course, Iran's ballistic missile attack on Israel. State Department condemning that, and Fox's Christian Goodwin has more on the details.
U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller calling Iran firing nearly 200 missiles on Israel a significant escalation.
This was a brazen, unacceptable attack by Iran, and every nation in the world must join us in condemning it.
Saying Israel was able to successfully defeat the attack, which the Pentagon says was twice the number of missiles fired by Iran in April. Miller adds he's not aware of any civilian casualties or damage to U.S. facilities, stressing while the U.S. anticipated a response after Israel's recent attacks on Hezbollah leadership, it had no warning from Iran's government about the strikes, noting there must be consequences and the U.S. will coordinate with Israel on what a response may look like. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Okay, here's some breaking news this afternoon for you. Looks like Okaloosa County, the winners in terms of this ship, the SS United States. Yeah, the commissioners over there believe they've sealed the deal to purchase that ship for the cost just over $10 million. It will be sunk off Destin and Fort Walton Beach, where the section before you go across the bridge going into Destin from there to Fort Walton Beach, the Brooks Bridge on that side. Anyway, it'll be in that stretch on the Gulf side for the potential artificial reef. But it looks like Okaloosa County claiming a win today.
And we've touched on a few striking issues that are happening here and around the business world. But the biggest one today has to be a strike by dock workers on the Eastern Gulf Coast getting underway. Dock workers have halted the flow of about half the nation's ocean shipping after negotiations for a new labor contract broke down over wages and terminal automation. Analysts warn the disruption will cost the economy billions of dollars a day, threaten jobs, and stoke inflation.
Well, science Saturdays have returned to the Florida Institute for Human and Machine Cognition. This is really super. It's a free education workshop program. It's been active for the past 17 years. If you want to get your kids really in touch with the future, this is the way to do it. All you have to do is sign up for those programs down there.
Yeah.
It's groundbreaking. That's the word I was looking for. Groundbreaking science and breakthroughs through technology. Yeah. It sounded pretty good. There you go. But, yeah, a lot of stuff going on down in the old Pensacola Police Department building.
Right. And, of course, the first and only vice presidential debate getting underway later on tonight at 8 o'clock. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz taking the stage with the backdrop of a number of crises happening at home and abroad. Of course, they include ongoing relief efforts in the southeast after the devastating impact of Hurricane Helene. And, as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, rising tensions in the Middle East following Iran's missile attack on Israel.
And you can hear that debate 8 o'clock right here on News Radio 92.3.
Yes.
One thing that's going to really start to surface and has been breaking very heavily this afternoon is Walz's claim to have been in Tiananmen Square in China when they had the big uprising. He says, I was there. Well, they're saying Tim, you really weren't there. You were someplace in Wisconsin or something. So that'll be interesting if that will surface, and I'm sure it will, coming up in a lot of other things that the debate will unfold tonight. How important do you think that debate is?
I don't think it's too important. I think, first of all, when it comes to presidents, most people have made up their minds, and a debate isn't going to change that. A vice presidential debate is going to change an ounce that a presidential debate would, so nothing.
Yeah, well, I think what it's going to do is going to kind of tie in some of the loose ends.
Right.
Putting some pressure on saying, prove it. Believability. Yeah. Trust. Did it really happen? These are some of the things that the debate is going to unfold tonight. 8 o'clock tonight, News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Jill Nato. Rising tensions in the Middle East after Iran fired off nearly 200 missiles at Israel today. Tehran says it's revenge for killing off leaders of Hezbollah in Lebanon, while Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Dannon, warns,
we will act. Iran will soon feel the consequences of their actions.
Most of those missiles were taken out by Israel's air defenses. U.S. Navy forces in the region also shot down several of them. President Biden telling reporters,
at my direction, the United States military actively supported the defense of Israel, and we're still assessing the impact. But based on what we know now, the attack appears to have been defeated and ineffective.
The U.N. Security Council holds an emergency meeting Wednesday about the escalating violence in the region. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Nike is reporting fiscal first quarter net income of $1.05 billion, or 70 cents a share. That's down from $1.45 billion, or 94 cents a share in the same quarter last year. Sales fell by 10% year over year to $11.59 billion. On Wall Street, stocks finished today's session lower. The Dow dropped 173, the S&P 500 fell by 53, and the NASDAQ tumbled 278. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released its job openings and labor turnover summary for August, which the number of job openings remained little changed at around 8 million. That's slightly better than the forecast consensus, which was 7.7 million. Increases in sales of EVs and small crossovers helped General Motors report slightly better than expected sales during the third quarter. U.S. oil futures for November under 71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. I think Tua Tagovailoa of the Miami Dolphins is the definition of a good but not great quarterback. However, we're seeing right now why Tua, even if he's just a good player, got a great contract this offseason. When you lose a good QB, life could change quickly in the NFL, and the Dolphins, even with all their explosive talent, look absolutely lost on the offensive side of the ball without their QB1. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Boogie Inc. is the Gulf Coast leader in personality DJ entertainment. If you're planning a wedding, why not use the best entertainment for less? Their personality DJs perform over 100 weddings each year. They'll make your wedding reception one you and your guests will remember for many years to come. Call Boogie Inc. at 850-438-1660 or go to BoogieInc.com. Boogie Inc. is the Gulf Coast leader in personality DJ entertainment. Remember, wherever Boogie goes, a party's bound to follow.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hurricane Helene threatens the Gulf Coast.
Okaloosa County, Santa Rosa County, and Escambia County are still all clear.
When warnings go up, News Radio 92.3's full team coverage goes into overdrive.
Breaking into our Fox News coverage, we are going to go live to Governor Ron DeSantis, who is doing a press briefing.
When you need to know.
Maximum sustained winds were 140 miles per hour.
Hurricane season is not over yet. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got here. Just a couple of spots on the roads were giving us problems, at least as of 10 minutes ago. One of those was Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. However, most of that congestion has cleared out. And we also had an accident report on Pine Forest Road if you were traveling northbound towards I-10, but that has cleared out as well. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up on the roads at this time. So there's some good news for you if you're on your way home this evening. As for the weather, it's 85 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 71 tonight. And tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 89, low of 72. And it should be a pretty much beautiful Wednesday, just like it was today.
All right, 12 days and counting. The straw poll voting continues in Navarre on the issue of incorporation. The results will be used to help determine if that proposal goes before the state legislature. Voters can request a mail-in ballot or vote in person on October 12th.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you brought up voting because a couple of polls show a mixed picture in the presidential race in two Southeast battleground states. With only 5 weeks until Election Day, a Quinnipiac University survey of likely voters in Georgia shows former President Donald Trump ahead of VP Harris 50-44%, with 3% supporting other candidates. And a poll last month showed Trump ahead 49-45. A survey in North Carolina shows Trump with 49, Harris with 47, and 2% backing others. Harris led 49-46 in that state in September. In both, Trump fares better on handling the economy, international conflicts, and immigration. While Harris's strength is handling abortion, voters are divided on who would do a better job preserving democracy.
Okay, we're talking about voting here and things in that genre. Sonia Daniel, Scambia Deputy Supervisor of Elections, confirming the distribution of civilian ballots now underway for those who have vote-by-mail requests. The key election dates, mark them down, October 7th. This is the last day to register to vote. October 24th is the deadline for vote-by-mail request. Early voting, October 28th through November 2nd. That is Escambia County. A little different in Santa Rosa County. It's October 21st through November 2nd. Of course, November 5th is Election Day. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to cast a ballot at an early voting site. You must have a photo ID and proof of signature. And don't forget News Radio 92.3's election coverage on November 5th, beginning at 7 o'clock.
And President Biden says his top priority is getting the areas impacted by Hurricane Helene the help and support they need. The president will tour areas hit by the deadly storm by air tomorrow. He said, despite all preparations, Helene was a storm of unprecedented and historic proportions, and more than 130 people were killed by the storm. Biden stressed that they will not leave the area until the relief efforts are complete.
And just a few minutes from right now, bands on the beach cranks it up on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. We were watching that feed from Channel 3 last hour. And the parking lot was already full.
Yeah. People show out for that.
The Blind Mullets Band playing tonight. Bands on the beach. Bring along your blankets and beach chairs. Leave the pets and, of course, the glass at home.
Yo, for sure. Let's see. Just about 640 here. Wanted to touch on this. Florida's minimum wage on the rise. A new policy went into effect yesterday, increasing hourly pay to at least $13. Minimum wage will go up by $1 every year until it hits 15. After that, hourly pay will be adjusted annually based on inflation. And tipped workers also saw an increase with their minimum wage now at nearly $10.
Yeah, $9.98. And this will happen through 2026. So we'll watch that incremental rises heading up to that. Attorneys, they're having a lot of things happen in New York City. I mean, and one of them, of course, is their mayor and the debacle, what's going on up there.
Right.
Attorneys for NYC's mayor have accused federal prosecutors of leaking information about the investigation that led to his indictment last week. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more on this trending story.
Lawyers for Mayor Eric Adams are asking a judge to hold a hearing into claims of leaks, referencing investigation articles in the New York Times published over the last year. Mayor Adams told reporters on Tuesday that grand jury testimony is done in secret.
We have a system of justice where we try cases in courtrooms, not in boardrooms or the streets.
Resisting calls to step down as mayor.
I will be at my court appearance tomorrow. And I don't need an acting mayor because I'm an actual mayor, and I'm going to continue to lead the city. That's what I was elected to do.
Adams is charged with 5 federal counts, including bribery and fraud. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Thinking about buying a house or maybe selling a house? Well, you're probably watching those mortgage numbers today. Here they are, Mortgage Daily News reporting the 30-year rate higher at 6.24%. Borrowing cost on that 15-year fixed rate mortgage also higher at 5.61%.
Yes, and wanted to give an update on some of the MLB postseason scores swirling around right now. Because, of course, today's first day of the MLB postseason. And October gets hectic with the baseball playoffs fast. Let's see. Some of the finals from earlier today. The Tigers beat the Astros 3-1. The Royals beat the Orioles 1-0. The Mets are currently up on the Brewers 8-4. That's in the top of the seventh. And then, in under an hour from now, 7:30, Braves get underway, traveling to San Diego to take on the Padres. And here's some good news for the Braves. It seems that every lower seed today has either won or is currently winning their first wild card game.
Yeah, we got a chance to kind of briefly look into that Detroit-Houston game today.
Yes, we did.
And Detroit came out on top, but Houston really rallied in the ninth inning.
Yeah, Houston tried, because I was sitting here and I'm like, okay, you know, it was 3-0, now it's 3-1. They had two guys on.
Yeah.
It looked like, if memory serves me, they may have been in scoring position, so it's like, oh man, Houston has the chance to do something funny, but they didn't.
Okay, real briefly here, Friday night's high school football games. Here's what we can look forward to. Pensacola High at Booker T. Washington.
Give me Pensacola, but they'll struggle a bit, maybe.
J at Central?
J.
Navarre at Escambia?
Escambia.
Gulf Breeze at West Florida. That's an interesting game.
West Florida.
Northview at Baker?
Baker.
Okay. Pace versus Madison County.
I guess I blindsided him with that one. Pace at Madison. As I said, that's another one where it's like it's just kind of an unfamiliar opponent. I'll take Pace, though.
I'm a big Chiefs follower. That's what I was.
The Northview, Chief. Yeah.
So Pensacola Catholic at Mobile Christian. This is another Alabama game this weekend.
Right. As I mentioned earlier this evening, last time Catholic played in an Alabama school, it didn't bode too well for them. I'll take Mobile Christian.
And Pine Forest takes on the Bulldogs of Crestview.
Yeah. I'll say Pine Forest wins, but they struggle. Going to Crestview is kind of tough. Crestview's out for blood after losing to Pace at home last week.
What did you think about the, briefly, when we need to get into great detail, but the two NFL games last night, the Tennessee-Miami game and Seattle-Detroit?
Well, I think Miami season is just about already over. It was off to a terrible start. And to have...
What happened?
Well, the quarterback issues, yeah. I mean, they're down to their third string, and the third string is Tyler Huntley, who they just acquired.
Yeah.
And losing to the Titans, that's just, at home no less, not a good look at all. So I think the Dolphins are just about done. And then, what was the other Monday night game?
The Seattle-Detroit game. That's the game I really watched.
I was about to say, that one was a good one. I mean, both of those teams, Seattle is being seen as like an underrated team, and Detroit, of course, you want to talk about underrated or underdog last year, the push that they made. So America's behind them today. Two good stories there.
You know, Detroit, they drove me crazy in that game because they started playing soft in the secondary, and Seattle ate them alive.
Right.
Moving down the field. But it was a darn good game.
I want to say it was a couple years ago. This was before Detroit really boomed onto the scene as like some NFC contender. But it was Detroit and Seattle, and oh my goodness, they duked it out. And it was like a shootout. I can't remember what the final score was, but it was insane. 6:45 here. We'll take another quick check of the – or another quick peek, rather, at the roads and weather. During our last update, I noticed that there wasn't too much holding you up on the roads. That appears to still be the case now. So if you have any problems, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, it's 85 degrees with a low of 71 tonight. And tomorrow, we should be slated for a beautiful Wednesday. Have some rain chances as we get deeper into the week, but – one day at a time. Wednesday's looking pretty good. High of 89. Sunny skies, clear skies for the most part as we get into Wednesday night. Maybe partly cloudy with a low of 72.
Okay, NHC forecasters are calling the disorganized system currently tracking across the southwestern Caribbean today just simply a sloppy mess. Really disorganized environmental conditions are favorable for the system to form into a depression. Maybe later this week, there is a 10% chance of development within the next 48 hours. And if you have been keeping track of, like, if you are a hurricane watcher and you like to keep track of what's going on out there, you might have heard the name Kirk. You heard that one being passed along?
Right.
Well, if you're concerned about Tropical Storm Kirk, don't be.
All right.
It's that simple. The system isn't expected to affect Florida or projected to make landfall in the U.S. Kirk is moving west-northwest near 14 in the Southwest Caribbean Sea with max sustained winds of 60. It's going to do that right turn and head up towards Bermuda.
And around this time every hour, we like to give our stock numbers. Wall Street closing lower to start the new month and quarter. Stocks fell on growing concerns over the Middle East and a sharp decline in tech names. Iran's missile attack on Israel and a strike by the International Longshoremen's Association on the Eastern Gulf Coasts dampened investor enthusiasm, I'd assume so. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 173 points to 42,156. The S&P 500 lost 53 points to 5708. And the NASDAQ dropped 278 points to 17,910.
There you go. You were talking about that Iranian missile strike. Well, Israel must decide how it's going to respond. This is going to be a very key and interesting evening.
Yes.
To see how or if Israel will respond to these attacks. Fox's Benjamin Hall has more from London.
The message that we've heard over the last 15 years is that Iran is the country behind all these attacks. Iran is behind all these proxies. Iran is the power that really is threatening so much of the region. And Israel will be thinking right now whether this is the chance to try and push them back. 15 years ago, Iran was almost the powerhouse in the region. It had the Shia Crescent. It controlled Iraq, Iran, Syria, Hezbollah. It had all those proxies that it was using at the time. So much of that has now been pushed back. Its proxies are on the back foot. The rockets are not getting through. Mossad is very active inside Iran. We saw the leader of Hamas being killed inside Iran recently. So the Israelis right now will be thinking closely. Is this the time to take out the one last threat that Iran has, and that are their nuclear facilities?
Okay. Don't forget, GOP Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, Democratic Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota will participate in the vice presidential debate tonight, beginning at 8, live on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, thank you for reminding us, because as we get closer and closer to this stretch, you know, you want to push it more and more because it's right up on us. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says the union is prepared to strike if automaker Stellantis does not honor the contract made last year. In his State of the Industry address, he called out the automaker for reportedly breaching the contract by not restarting a plant in Illinois. He says they also stopped production of the Dodge Durango in Detroit. Fain is organizing an upcoming rally that will be at the Stellantis stamping plant in Sterling Heights, Michigan.
6:49, News Radio 92.3. We were talking about the potential attack on Israel tonight and what's unfolding over there. Well, former President Trump addresses that attack on Israel while he was on a campaign stop in Wisconsin. Fox's Jeff Bonasso has more on the report.
At a manufacturing county, Wisconsin, former President Donald Trump telling supporters of the latest attack on Israel via Iran that the world has unraveled since he left office, calling the Biden-Harris administration
grossly incompetent. And now we have them in charge of potentially World War III. And World War III is going to be like no other if it happens, because of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction.
That is, the Biden-Harris administration has said that Israel has a right to defend itself against Iran and its proxies, and that it's working toward a diplomatic solution in the region. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Gosh, this is, every time I hear about it, because it's obviously, it's with how much we've touched on it, it's already old news as far as the Iranian missile strike. But gosh, yeah, just a very draining thing, because we've had, some issues with some missile strikes heading towards Israel before, and Netanyahu talking about how they will respond the way they see fit. And it's like America tries to have a voice on the matter, but at the same time, they also understand that this is a growing conflict, and they don't want to be in a position where they got to pick sides of a increasingly global affair. It's just, oh, it's a nightmare. 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll give you that final rundown of everything happening in your world today, starting with some striking head honchos rejecting what Boeing called its best and final offer. We got details on that and some pop culture notes here. We mentioned this earlier this afternoon, had some folks in the pop culture world passing away today. So we've got those names and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is this Friday at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 6:53 here. We got a couple minutes before we got to get that last quick check of the roads and weather. Chris, what's on your mind, my man?
Yeah, I'm just getting a lot of interest in this debate coming down tonight. Of course, you can hear it live on News Radio 92.3 beginning at 8 o'clock this evening. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has worked this up. She's got a preview of tonight's vice presidential debate. It's in Democracy 2024.
Democracy 24.
It's debate night for the vice presidential candidates. They will face off at CBS Studios in New York. Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz has mocked Ohio Senator J.D. Vance on the campaign trail for his comments about migrants and childless cat ladies and for going to an Ivy League college. He said at a rally in early September,
"You go off to Yale, you get a philosophy major, you write a best-selling book, trash the very people you grew up with. Just don't come back to Erie and tell us how to run our lives. Don't do that. Don't do that."
Last month in Philadelphia, Vance said 25% of everything that comes out of Walz's mouth about his military service is a lie.
"The closest Tim Walz has ever come to combat, even though he says he carried a weapon in war, the closest Tim Walz has ever come to combat is when he let rioters burn Minneapolis to the ground a few years ago, right?"
In the Real Clear Politics average, Walz's favorable rating is ahead of his unfavorable by a point, but Vance's unfavorable number is 10 points higher than his favorable rating. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Yeah, man, J.D. Vance, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that he hasn't been controversial at all, but really from the jump when he was just a rumored VP candidate for Trump, he never really seemed to be that popular in the public eye. I don't know. So we'll see how much of an impact that plays, and we'll see if maybe those figures change after tonight. 6:55 here, we'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour and for this evening. There we go. Talking's fun when you can do it right. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too many problems going on the roads. Typically isn't during this hour. As for the weather, it's 85 degrees with a low of 71 tonight. As we get into your Wednesday, it'll be a high of 89, low of 72. Should be sunny for the most for the majority of the day. But as we get into your Wednesday evening, should be some partly cloudy skies. You won't have to worry about rain, though, until maybe the latter half of your Thursday.
Yeah, it's looking like that. 60% chance I see on Friday, 40% on Thursday.
Right.
Geographically, it's just a matter of where you live. And those pop-up showers can really affect you. The Amos, this is happening on Thursday night, by the way. The Amos Performance Studio over on the PSC campus is hosting a free screening. Very interesting. It's called Florida Road Trip Pensacola. And it rolls at 7. You can meet the show's producer and director, along with the local actors in attendance for the screening event. It's a free screening event. By the way, if you want some more information on this, wsre.org/events. Get all the info there.
And striking leaders have rejected what Boeing called its best and final offer. That's as the weeks-long standoff between the aerospace giant and more than 33,000 workers continues to drag on. Union officials took to social media to say that negotiations broke off over the weekend. So we had hinted at that before the break, but also some pop culture notes here. We've had yesterday it was a sad day in sports because we had Dikembe Mutombo, NBA defensive legend, passing away. And then we had Pete Rose, controversial, though nonetheless highly regarded, MLB legend, passing away as well. But today, Actor John Amos passed away at the age of 84. He was on Good Times, Mary Tyler Moore Show, Coming to America, and The West Wing. He was also on Roots. But then you had Broadway actor Ken Page passing away. He voiced the character Oogie Boogie in the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas. And then American Picker star Frank Fritz, dead at the age of 60. His death comes 2 years after he was hospitalized for a stroke. A lot of upsetting headlines here. My goodness.
Okay, you got any more you want to roll out for us?
I had the one about Otis Redding getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's good.
That's a dead guy, he's been dead for a while. We've mourned.
I think it's 67 or something like
that. Yeah, very long time.
Still great.
Yeah, that's the thing. And his family will, his daughter is going to accept the star on behalf of the family. And two Grammy Award winners, rapper Killer Mike and songwriter Jimmy Jam, are expected to speak at the ceremony. So while he's passed, at least that's wholesome. There you go.
Absolutely. Three, count them, 1, 2, 3 Blue Angels practice sessions are scheduled in October. Those events won't begin until the 16th. Why, you ask? Well, the team is going to be doing a West Coast run. They'll be out in San Francisco for Fleet Week, October 16th. The Blues back in Pensacola over at Sherman Field. That is your autograph day at the Naval Aviation Museum. October 22nd and 23rd, autograph day also at the Naval Aviation Museum. And, boy, you can't get a better seat than that. Bleachers right there on the flight line. Just remember, if you're coming to the show, Blue Angel Parkway opens at 9:30 with the Blues practice session. Wheels up at 10:30. Preferred seating right there behind the museum on the flight line. Great seats.
And the financial impacts from Hurricane Helene continuing to pile up. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulations says more than 48,000 insurance claims totaling more than $500 million have been filed by residents as of yesterday. That's a jump of about 8,000 claims over a roughly 24-hour span. The numbers are expected to rise even further as residents assess the damages from the Category 4 storm that made landfall in the Big Bend area last week.
I got to tell you what I'm getting excited about, and that's that upcoming SEC Soccer Championships.
Yeah.
32 days and counting returns to Pensacola this fall. 12 nationally ranked SEC women's soccer teams will compete for the conference title November 3rd through 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan. This is the third year Pensacola will host that tournament. Tickets now on sale. Take advantage of it. PensacolaSports.org. Get those tickets and see the best in soccer. It's great.
Right. Who are the teams to watch when it comes to making that tournament?
They make, when we had Amy Marquez from Pensacola Sports on last week.
Right.
She defined, we will know the 12 teams playing in that tournament.
Yeah.
About a week and a half before leading up to the event, so we will not know anything before that time.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.